Lynn, who at one point became alarmed that President Biden might declare a narrower set of situations under which he would consider using the weapons. And again, a story that we've talked about a little bit this morning in the South China Morning Post, they feature these comments from the Commerce Department saying semiconductor export curbs that are hitting China could be followed by biotech and AI restrictions. It's one of the top stories that they feature in today's pages. 9 minutes before the top of the hour, Rish and Doug to you.
Okay, let's get to our next guest, and we're talking Amazon as it projects its slowest holiday quarter growth in the company's history. To discuss all this is Poonam Goyal, senior U.S. e-commerce and retail analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence. First of all, Poonam, give us a sense overall of what Amazon is suggesting about the quarter gone and what they're seeing for the all-important Christmas shopping period.
Sure. So I think, you know, when you think of Amazon, you're really thinking of two things. One is their AWS business and the other is their retail business. So on the retail side, they clearly, you know, are being impacted by FX rates. And we saw that they had a high single digit sales increase, which fell short of expectations, largely even though they had the benefit of Prime Day, which added about 400 basis points to sale. Heading into the fourth quarter, I think the question is they're prepared and they said that outright. But the question really comes down to, are the customers going to spend as much as or more than they spent last year? And with inflation concerns top of mind, with spending being curbed across the board, across many industries, we think that it will be tougher for Amazon and others to really grab share of wallet. It'll be more promotional and retailers will have to, you know, give up margin to drive sales.
So you're looking at inflation through the lens of how it may impact the consumer, but I'm wondering how this is impacting the company. What type of cost inflation has Amazon had to deal with?
I mean, inflation has been a big problem for Amazon. In fact, they expected to cut $1.5 billion in cost from 2Q to 3Q. Weren't able to do that. They were able to cut $1 billion, so $500 million short. And that was largely due to the fact that they couldn't really find cost savings while they were ramping up for sales events like Prime Day and early access sales. Costs are going to stay elevated. It's not going to be an easy feat for them to really bring costs down anytime soon. We expect cost pressures to persist through early 1H of next year at the minimum.
And the question is, do they have pricing power? That's going to be crucial. But let's also look at all this, Poonam, and say, and just take a look at what the read-through is overall amongst its competitors and the industry generally.
Yeah, so the industry is taking prices up where they can. So there have been selective price increases, and I suspect that where Amazon can do so, it will. But the question is on the promotional front, right? There's too much inventory across retail at Amazon and at their rivals. And as inventories continue to build, we will see a rush to drive higher promotions to really make room for new product. So margins aren't going to improve and the customer will likely pay a lower ticket in given that they'll be, you know, using promotions to really make their purchases.
Back in the day when Mr. Bezos was running the company, one of the things that he was criticized for repeatedly was taking the, I guess you could say, what would have been profit for the company and plowing it back in to build out different types of infrastructure for Amazon. Where is Amazon these days with CapEx and spending?
Yeah, I think they have to rethink that CapEx budget today. You're absolutely right that back in the days, that was something that the company strived for and aimed for, and it didn't matter, right? That's a big thing here. Like, it didn't matter that they were spending on CapEx to really build out the future of Amazon. But at that time, growth was also more superior than it is today. So in the face of slowing growth, I think we heard Amazon say it, and we've talked about it many times, that they really have to cut back on costs. And that includes future plans in areas that aren't going to pay off anytime soon. And we saw them do this most recently when they pulled back on the drone delivery initiative.
Poonam, they, I think we've got a gross merchandise volume of $1 trillion as a target for about 2025. Does this derail that?
I don't think it derails it. I think it could, still happen, because if you look at the underlying growth, and I think that's the key here, if you look at the underlying sales growth that Amazon had even this quarter and compare to the first half, it's improved quite a lot. Taking out FX, you're still seeing double-digit sales gains. So if we continue with those double-digit sales gains for the next 3 years, we can still hit that $1 trillion number. Also, keep in mind that 3P sales, which is more than 50% of Amazon sales, did really well in the quarter. In fact, they beat consensus, and that's a function of higher spending within 3P sellers, as well as a rising take rate as more sellers take advantage of Amazon's growing offerings to help them support their businesses.
So away from e-commerce, let's talk very briefly here about the web services division, the cloud division that Amazon runs so well. How has it been faring these days?
It's still a business that we are very optimistic about in the longer run. But in the third quarter, we saw it gain slowed, sales slowed, profit slowed. And it's in part due to enterprise customers pulling back their own spend as they focus on their own cost saving initiatives. So it's a temporary hiccup. We do think that it'll persist into early 2023. But in the long run, we are very optimistic on the AWS business and that it will recover and margins will expand to over 30%.
All right. Thank you, Poonam. Always a pleasure. Wonderful insight from Poonam Goyal, a senior U.S. e-commerce and retail analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence, talking today about Amazon, which after the bell forecast net sales for the current quarter well below estimates. This stock had been down by as much as 19% in the late session. Right now, we're off 13%. Rashad Salama, thank you for being with us the last 2 hours of the program. Have a good TV program and enjoy the weekend in Hong Kong. We'll get Tokyo and Seoul online at the top of the hour. This is Bloomberg.